Wonderful Holy Spirit, we welcome your awesome presence in revealing your word to our hearts for this hour. And Father, I thank you for anointing your people to receive your anointed word in Jesus' name. To the book of Luke, chapter 5. And it came to pass that as the people pressed upon him to hear the word of God, he stood by the lake of Gennesaret and saw two ships standing by the lake. But the fishermen were going out of them and were washing their nets. And he entered into one of the ships, which was Simon's, and prayed him that he would thrust out a little from the land. And he sat down and taught the people out of the ship. Now when he had left speaking, he said unto Simon, launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a catch. And Simon answering said unto him, Master, we have toiled all the night and have taken nothing. Nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down the net. And when they had done this, they enclosed a great multitude of fish, and their net brake. And they beckoned unto their partners that were in the other ships, that they should come and help them. And they came and filled both the ships so that they began to sink. We want to use for a teaching. If Jesus said it, do it and watch the results. If Jesus said it, do it and watch the results. We're living in a time where there are so many things happening in this world, and so many are seeking answers to the problems they are facing. And the sad part about that is, many have turned to mediums, soothsayers, palm readers, and many even read the horoscope in the papers, hoping to be told something good for the bad that's happening to them. What I've come to realize is that when people get tired of what they're in, then and only then will they seek help. And just as the world tells us in Joel 3:14, multitudes in the valley of decision. And the thing about that is that they need help in knowing which way to go. And that is where we as the body of Christ comes in. To let them know that Jesus don't have an answer. He is the only answer. I often mention how in third world countries, how the people are looking for help, answers. And because the religion they are in cannot give them help or even give them peace, they oftentimes open up themselves to demonic spirits because they are desperate. But when they hear about Jesus from a missionary that's in the area, because they are so hungry to be free, they respond to what they hear. And miracles take place for them. Why? Because if Jesus said it, they did it. And they got results. We in America are so blessed until we sometimes take it for granted. And when I read about other people in other countries who desire to hear the word of God, read the word of God, and yet many cannot do it without being killed, put in prison, or made to leave their country. And yet we sometimes don't appreciate the freedom we have to read about Jesus, learn about Jesus. And when those in other countries hear about Jesus for the first time, they are so excited when they tell others what Jesus has done for them. And then others turn to Jesus because of what they see has happened to others. In our text, we notice how the people are pressing Jesus to hear his word. And I must say, in third world countries, they are constantly pressing Jesus for his word. And he is sending his word because Jesus responds to hunger. And I pray that we in America would press Jesus for his word again. And once he sends it, that we do it so we can see great results like they are seeing in other countries. Now, there were two ships by the lake, and the fishermen were going out because they was washing their nets. But Jesus went into one of the ships, which was Simon's, and Jesus wanted him to thrust out a little from the land. So they did. And Jesus sat down and began to teach the people out of the ship. But when he finished teaching, he said to Simon, "Launch out into the deep and let down your net for a draught or a catch." The word launch means to get going, to start a new venture, to push out. In other words, Jesus is telling Simon, get going, push out, start a new venture into uncharted waters, the deep. And once you get into waters you have never been in before, let down those same nets you used and you will catch what you never caught before. Now Simon had a decision to make. Let me say that again. Simon had a decision to make. And he could have said, no, I won't do that because we have tried all night and we do this for a living. But he says something to Jesus that we need to say. Master, we have toiled, worked, tried, put forth effort, used what we knew all night, and have taken nothing, did not catch one fish. Nevertheless, at thy word, because you said it, I will let down the net, I will do it. And Simon had no knowledge of what he was about to experience, but because he did what Jesus said, the Bible says, listen to this real good, when Simon Peter did what Jesus said, and when they had did this, they enclosed a great multitude of fish, and their net break. And they beckoned, called unto their partners, which were in the other ship, that they should come and help them. And they came and filled both ships, so that they began to sink. But wait, they went from catching nothing to enclosing a great multitude of fish. And they went from a light ship to the ship beginning to sink. Why? Because Jesus said it, and they did what he said, and the results blew them away. Sometimes Jesus will tell us to launch out in our prayer times, spend more time with him, launch out in our giving, go beyond what we normally give. Launch out in his word. Spend more time reading, searching, and studying. Launch out in loving people. Go out of our way to help others. Launch out in outreach. Take the water to the deserts. Launch out in our fasting. Go longer. But he won't make us do that. It's up to us to do what he said. And if we do, then the results will amaze us. When Simon saw both ships filled where they was about to sink, he fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, "Depart from me, for I'm a sinful man, O Lord." For he was astonished, amazed, speechless, off the chain, as they say. And all that were with him at the catch of fish which they had taken, after trying all night, catching nothing. But because Jesus said, launch out into the deep, Simon did what Jesus said. And the results amazed him. And all those who was with Simon the night before knew that they tried with all they knew. But because Simon did what Jesus said, all those who was with Simon was blessed. And this shows us that when we do what Jesus said, not only will we be blessed, but our families, our homes, our co-workers, our ministries. If Jesus said it, do it and watch the results. In St. John 21, 5 and 6, then Jesus said unto them, children, have you any meat? They answered him, no. And he said unto them, cast a net on the right side of the ship, and ye shall find. They cast, therefore, because Jesus said it. And because they did what Jesus said, they were not able to pull it up, for the multitude of fish. Once again, we see how the disciples had gone fishing, and they tried all they knew, and still they came up with nothing. But when Jesus told them what to do, they did what he said, and the results was a multitude of fish. If Jesus said it, do it, and watch the results. I believe that we don't have a lot of things in this life because we hear what Jesus said. But sometimes we don't do what he said because of what we hear from others. But until we start doing what Jesus said, we will never get the results he know we can have. But until we get tired of not having, and until we get tired of wishing and hoping and longing for things and make up in our minds, I'm going to do what Jesus said, regardless of what others may say, and regardless of who choose not to do what Jesus said, I will. Simon could have chose not to do what Jesus said, and guess what? Who was he hurting if he didn't do what Jesus said? Himself, his family, his workers. But because he said, or because he saw that he had nothing to lose, because remember, he had nothing anyway. He said, we have toiled all the night and have taken nothing. Nevertheless, at your word, because you said it, I will let down the net. And because he did what Jesus said, he was astonished and amazed at the great catch of fish. And that stuck with him the rest of his life. And regardless of what you have tried and it did not work, if Jesus tells you to do something, do it, and the results will blow you away. In St. Luke 6:38, Jesus said, give, and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, shall men give into your bosom. For with the same measure that you meet, it shall be given to you again. Note, Jesus said, give, and it shall be given unto us. But hear this. If we don't give to the ministry he has told us to give to, we will never get the results he wants us to get. And it's nobody's fault but our own. If Jesus said it, do it and watch the results. In St. Matthew 6:33, Jesus said, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. In other words, seek him and not things, and put him first and keep him first in our lives. And if we do what he said, all the things that we need shall be added in our life in time. Sometimes Jesus will tell us to do things, but because it don't make sense, we don't do it. But if we could ever get to the place where we start doing what he tells us and forget about the peanut gallery, we will start seeing great things happening for us, and things that we were waiting to happen will begin to happen. But the problem is we sometimes know too much, or we think we know more than Jesus. But get this. He don't have any problems. He is not bound. He's not broke. He is not sick. He's not weak. He's not troubled. He's not lost. He's not worried. And since Jesus is not, it pays us to do what he says so we can get the results he wants us to get. If Jesus said it, do it and watch the results. As we close, in St. Mark 3, 1 through 5, Jesus went into the synagogue, and there was a man there which had a withered hand. And they watched him, whether he would heal him on the Sabbath day, that they might accuse him. And Jesus said unto the man which had the withered hand, stand forth, or come out. And he said unto them, is it lawful to do good on the Sabbath days, or to do evil, to save life, or to kill? But they held their peace. They kept their mouths closed. And when Jesus had looked around about on them with anger, being grieved for the hardness of their hearts, he said unto the man, stretch forth thy hand. And the man stretched it out. He did what Jesus said in spite of who was there. And because he did, his hand was restored whole as the other. We have to lose sight on people, because people will cause us to miss Jesus if we're not careful. And we must be delivered from people so we can really get from Jesus what we need. And because this man heard what Jesus said, he did what Jesus said. His hand that was withered, dried up and not normal, became normal just as the other one was. Why? Because Jesus said it and he did it. He got results. We don't know the results that awaits us when we do what Jesus will tells us. And until we start doing what Jesus tells us, we will never get the results he wants us to have. So now, what has Jesus told you to do that you have not done yet? Did he tell you to pray more and you'll experience more? Give more and you will get more? Did he tell you to surrender all to him and stop holding back on him? Did he tell you to praise him more and stop complaining so much? If Jesus said it, do it and watch the results. As we come to a close, you may be listening to this teaching on today, and it's not an accident that you tuned in. Jesus said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. He said, take my yoke upon you and learn of me. Find meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. Jesus said, all that come to me, I will in no wise cast out. Now, you heard what Jesus said, but if you do what he said, there's results, my friend, that can take place in your life. If you have not given your life to Jesus Christ, I want you to think about something. Eternity. It's not Jesus' will that you spend eternity in hell. It's his will that you make heaven your eternal resting place. Listen to what he said in St. John chapter 14. We know it. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. Do you believe that? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. So Jesus simply saying, I want you to spend eternity with me in my Father's house. There's a mansion awaiting you. But you must do what I'm about to say. And whether I go, you know, and the way you know. Thomas said unto him, Lord, we know not whether thou goest, and how can we know the way? Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. In other words, Jesus saying, if you expect to make heaven your eternal resting place, you must come to me. You must surrender your life to me while you're on the earth. Because after you check out of this life, after you die, no one can preach you into heaven. You have to make that decision while you're alive on the earth right now. So my friend, you know within your being, if Jesus is not your personal Lord and Savior, I want you to stop what you're doing right now. This is the moment of decision that heaven can be your eternal resting place if you make this decision today. The Apostle Paul said that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shall believe in thy heart that God had raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. So salvation comes to you today, my friend, in spite of how long you've been in a church building. Get this. You could be in the building, but not in the body. You can be in a church, but not in Christ. That doesn't make sense, my friend. So if Jesus Christ is not your personal Lord and Savior, I want to lead you into a prayer that could help you right now. Bow your head for a moment, my friend. And I want you to repeat this prayer from your heart. Say, Lord Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God. I believe you came to planet Earth. You hung on a cross. You shed your blood for my sins. I believe you died. You was buried. And you rose again. I believe you're alive right now. Forgive me of my sins. Wash me in your blood. Come into my heart. Be Lord of my life from this day forward. Lord Jesus, I thank you for hearing what you said. And I'm now doing what you said. And I thank you for the results being I'm now saved. I thank you, Jesus, for writing my name in the Lamb's Book of Life, signed with your blood in Jesus' name. If Jesus said it, do it and watch the results.